We want to be kind to our neighbors, and, you know, we want it to be a thing that can be ongoing. So if there's something that we need to do to our buffer plans or parking, we'd be really willing to do that.
So do those lots have, like, a steep elevation drop from the cul-de-sac?
So from here to this right here, we're talking, like, a pretty steep drop. And this is a pretty deep lot, so you really can't see, even when we clear, you can't hardly see through it. It's very thick. And this is for the second one, just so you can see, even with it cleared, there's actually fences already existing, like 6-foot fences that the neighbors have in place in several places. And there's actually a subdivision water main that goes right through here. So we don't really want to put any fences here. We'd like to keep, you know, just natural vegetation and trees as the buffer between the two lots.
So the water line crosses the lot?
It's right down the, between our two lots, it goes right down
the
center there.
Down the water line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the water department said, please let us come if you're going to dig up something because we're afraid because it's not marked. And we just need to be around when you do that.
I think, again, this is a similar scenario. Any feedback you, or positive reinforcement you can try to get from any of the neighbors will help on June 10th.
Okay.
And,
especially on the street that's you're using to come into your lots on.
Okay.
And anything else to add? Questions? Pretty straightforward. All right. We'll
Thank
see you.
You
on June 10th.
Thank you.
Last but not least, we've got City of Branson proposed water tower located on West State Highway 76. Good evening.
Thank you, gentlemen. I believe we sent a layout of where the tower site is, but we have more information that might... Also have Kendall Powell, our development manager for the department here, and then John Forster. He's our consulting engineer with Algar Martin.
So, Scott, where are we at?
Shepherd of the Hills is right here. This
okay.
is Stone County, but this is Shepherd of the Hills.
Gotcha.
It's just, of course, this is all Paul Heaney Forest. It's this parcel right here. I think the location's somewhere in here.
Right, just above it.
Yep.
So specifically what's being proposed is?
On that site, it's a 3.5-acre site. We're proposing a composite pedestal, 750,000-gallon water tower. What the overview of the sheets that I just gave out, we plan to boost water from our Dewey Ball Water Tower, which is right next to the Butterfly Palace. It used to be the RFD Theater. Across the Henning Conservation Area, and we have worked with the Missouri Department of Conservation and received permission from them to cross Henning through an existing utility corridor that's easement for, with White River Electric, and we're working out the management practices with them currently. We would go across Highway 76, under Highway 76, and go up the west side to an area just south of Shepherd of the Hills Farm. The reason for the water tower is on the second page, we show an area in green along Highway 76 that has been annexed for a number of years, and we currently cannot serve that area with our current water system. The elevation in the new tower would allow us to do that. We had originally planned to set a tower just at the northern city limits at a lower elevation, but when we started talking about this with the property owners next to the annexed area, they were also interested in public water. At both locations, the property owners are willing to dedicate the land to the city and the easements to get the water main through there. We didn't want to add cost just to move the tower to the higher elevation, being it's outside the city.
Yeah.
But looking at that, we can put the tower at that location for the same cost or slightly less possibility. That's the reason that the tower ended up at that site. We do have access off of MoDOT through that to that site. And we also have on the last page just the rendering that John put together where you kind of get an idea of what that tower might look like at that location. It'd be about a 100-foot tower. I think what we have shown there is our million-gallon tank down on College Street downtown, so it would be slightly smaller than that. It would probably be exposed above the treetops about 50 feet. As far as functionality, it's definitely a better location for us to put that tower there. We could actually serve anything in that area with at least 40 pounds of pressure. We have talked to Shepherd of the Hills. They are not interested in public water at this time, but 20 years down the road, who knows? I mean, that tower would be there and be accessible to them also. We have talked to Shepherd of the Hills and reached out to them. I talked with Jeff Johnson.
Yeah.
And he has some concerns about the tower being there, so he may want to share his concerns.
That was
going to
be one
concerns.
Of my questions, yeah.
Right.
What his thoughts or what thoughts would be on that. Well, that gives a good explanation. Any other questions or no? Makes sense and good presentation. So. Okay. June 10th, we'll see you then.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate your patience.
All right.
Okay, Scott, we've got under old business the Branson Land LLC Division 3 permit in 2010, the cell tower located at 491 Branson Creek Boulevard, decision of record.
Our office received a call from somebody representing Branson Land, I believe, just requesting decision of record on this permit, on this tower. The CFC... And going through the file, we found that the decision of record somehow had been not recorded. So the tower is already built. So I'm asking the Planning Commission to look at this decision of record, which I've included in your packet. And I would ask for a motion to approve the existing decision of record to Branson Land LLC that is permit number 1009 from tonight's date to be able to be recorded within 120 days from tonight's date. And then the everything else would fall into place behind it.
Is that the existing tower out there?
It's the existing tower that's already built.
It's been built for a long time.
It's been built for a long time, since about 2011.
And the decision was June 21st, 2010.
Correct.
So we all have a copy of that in our...
That'll still show the original decision date, but it'll show that the Planning Commission approved the ability of Branson Land LLC to record this decision of record and get it on file.
And they just didn't record properly. I
could not find where it was recorded. If you recall, we had another one like this 6 months or so ago.
So would anyone entertain making a
motion? I'll make a motion to approve.
Randy's made a motion to approve the decision of record with today's date. And a second?
I'll second.
Doug has seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the Division 3 decision of record with today's date for Branson Land LLC, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That was unanimous.
Okay.
And then we've got Taney County Guidance Code Appendix S, medical marijuana.
So we're still closing in on a timeline to get our current code amended. I did go to that seminar, didn't really learn a lot. There's one community, and I think I've sent that to you all, that's adopted regulations. Waynesville, I believe, somewhere up in there. Anyway, they were getting inundated with requests. Springfield still hasn't adopted theirs.
Has not?
No. They were there, spoke at the meeting. And the majority of the consensus of everybody that's looking at it is that according to how Amendment 2 was written, you can't deny. Actually, Waynesville came out with so many feet, and when they drew it on the map, it basically placed... There was no place in the city that you could put the dispensaries, so they had to reduce their footage because you can't deny access. You limit distances from daycare, schools, et cetera. And when they did that on their zoning map, it just eliminated the whole town. So they, instead of 1,000 feet, they had to go down to 500 feet and find places that it would fit. So the state recommendation is 1,000-foot setback. Which I've recommended in here. I've seen one that was 1,500, maybe one that's 2,000, some that were less, but with the state recommendation of 1,000, which is our setback distance here. The biggest one, I think, is going to be just have your Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. They came out with their draft rules, and they weren't as long as what I thought they'd be. Most of them were just a couple pages. But they'll have to adhere to their rules of fencing and security and lighting. And if we have a deal in here that says that they'll have to have their valid license, then they'll be complying with them. But we do have the ability to state how far they can be built or started from a school, a daycare, or a church. The one thing that everybody was having trouble with was daycare, because not all of them are licensed with the state. I think if you house more than six kids, you have to get licensed with the state. So one entity was going to use commercial daycare and use a definition of commercial daycare, one that's licensed with the state, because they were unable to find all the daycares and they kept having them just pop up. They didn't realize that this house was a two-kid daycare, and then this house over here was a three-kid daycare. So that is one thing that I learned.
So that could say licensed daycare?
Yeah, and then we'd have to put definition in as a licensed or a commercial daycare, and then have that definition of one that's licensed by the state. They said that was one area, because the rest of it, schools and churches, were pretty easy to explain, but the daycare was next to impossible to even locate all of them. Now, you can get the state list, so then they're easy to pinpoint. But we're going to have to move eventually, because the applications are going to come out in June. Part of the application process is that they have the political subdivision approval, so they'll be coming to the counties or cities first and saying, hey, can I do this in location X? And they need that approval within their application packet. So originally I had